Hello and welcome. My name is Moses. Welcome to my live podcast. Today, I want to talk about the summary of the book of Jeremiah. The date of writing of this book, Book of Jeremiah, was written in the between 630 and 580 BC, that is before Christ. The purpose of writing of this book, Jeremiah records the final prophecies to Judah, warning of oncoming destruction if the nation doesn't repent. Jeremiah calls out for the nation to turn back to God. At the same time, Jeremiah recognizes the inevitability of Judah's destruction due to its unrepentant idolatry and immorality. We have the key verses in the book of Jeremiah. Like in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5, he says that before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Jeremiah 17:9 also says, this is one of the key verses of the book of Jeremiah, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Also, in Jeremiah, one of the famous Bible verses that so many people likes to memorize, the book of Jeremiah 29, 10, and 11. This is what the Lord says, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and future. Also in the book of Jeremiah 52, 12 to 13, the Bible says that on the 10th day of the 5th month, in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, commander of the imperial guard, who served the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He set fire to the temple of the Lord, the royal palace, and all the houses of Jerusalem. Every important building he burned down. So the brief summary in the book of Jeremiah is primarily a message of judgment on Judah for rampant idolatry. After the death of King Josiah, the last righteous king, the nation of Judah had almost completely abandoned God and his commandments. Jeremiah compares Judah to prostitute. That is Jeremiah 2:20 and Jeremiah 3:1-3. God had promised that he will judge idolatry most severely. And Jeremiah was warning Judah that God's judgment was at hand. God had delivered Judah from destruction on countless occasions. But his mercy was at its end. Jeremiah records King Nebuchadnezzar conquering Judah and making it a subject to it and subject to him. After further rebellion, God brought Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian armies back to destroy and desolate Judah and Jerusalem. Even in the most severe judgment, God promises the restoration of Judah back into the land God had given them. That is Jeremiah 29, verse 10. Now the foreshadowing of this book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 23, verse 5 to 6, presents a prophecy of the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ. The prophet describes him as a branch from the house of David, the king who will reign in wisdom and righteousness. It is Christ who will finally be recognized by Israel as her true Messiah, as he provides salvation for his chosen ones. The practical application of this book of Jeremiah is, the prophet Jeremiah had most difficult message to deliver. Jeremiah loved Judah, but he loved God much more. As painful as it was for Jeremiah to deliver a consistent message of judgment to his own people, Jeremiah was obedient to what God told him to do and say. Jeremiah hoped and prayed for mercy from God for Judah. but also trusted that God was good, just and righteous. We too must obey God even when it is difficult. Recognize God's will, and more importantly, than our own desires. And trust that God, in His infinite wisdom and perfect plan, will bring about the best for His children. Thank you so much. Thank you, and may God bless you.